To add one thing to that, it is worth noting that the procedure I outlined does not actually bring the thing to a complete stop, because time compression doesn't actually go down to zero and then, grab a piece of the audio and just sort of loop it indefinitely. Reaper accommodates for that by only allowing the thing to go to like 0.0001x or something like that, but it can still sort of ponderously kind of purr along to itself. Which isn't obvious in what we just did there. Where it becomes obvious is very short spin downs, because you hear it kind of click off. And if it, comes to a complete stop, there's no clicking. It just sort of, and that's kind of it, right? So of course the way to fake that out, the way to kind of overcome that particular thing is just fade it out a little bit. And those who know what to listen for can tell that it's kind of not quite right. But most people who may not have grown up around tape and things, I won't really notice. At least I don't think they will. If they do, I'd be surprised.